Hello, Victor?
Hi, hello, who's this?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was looking for Victor. My apologies. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. I thought I had called his number. Sorry.
No worries.
I'm so sorry. I was trying to get in touch with him. You might have seen an email that I had sent him. We had discussed with him about the Google Guaranteed program. Am I speaking with Myra by chance?
Yes, this is her.
Okay. Hi, Myra.
Hi.
So I don't know if Victor talked to you about it. I spoke with him a couple of weeks ago because he had requested more information on a program that we also assist with, aside from what he's currently doing with us. It's called Google Guaranteed. It's in fact
okay.
A pay-per-lead program where the lead comes to him, right, in the form of a phone call, and he doesn't share
okay.
it with anyone. And so we had kind of gone over that. He had asked me to send him the email because I don't know if he needed to kind of go over it with you or whomever, right? And
right.
so he had asked me to follow back up with him, but I know he has a really busy schedule too. So,
because, yes.
Yeah.
We did go over it. Honestly,
okay.
we just thought it was a little over our budget
for okay.
now. So we're
okay.
going to pass on it until maybe further notice because it was just a little more than...
Yeah, one thing, yeah, of course, and one thing that I had explained to him too, right, even if you guys just started the process, let's say, right, it's a one-time $250 application fee, right, you start the process, you get approved by Google for that program, the day that he wants the leads turned on is when he gets charged the first minimum monthly budget, right? So even if we called him and said he's been approved, because the approval process is going to still take about 4 to 8 weeks, really depending on how fast he, you know, fills out the application, how quickly he responds to the background check. So when he gets approved, we always follow up to let him know he's been approved and to see when he wants the leads to be turned on, right? So
mm-hmm.
even if he doesn't turn on the leads, he's still not being charged for any of those leads until he decides, okay, turn them on now. As I had explained to him too, so that minimum monthly budget, I mean, yeah, $869 is always, it's the minimum monthly budget for the general contractor vertical, is what
yeah.
they call it. And the cost per lead is $66.67. But as I had explained to him too, and just so you kind of know as well, if he only got one lead in that month, which I've never seen that happen, right? But let's say he only got one lead in the month. That following month, he's not going to pay the $869 again. What he's paying is just the one lead that he received the month before. So he's actually just replenishing to have his budget back up to the $869. So he would only be paying the $66.67. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes. Yeah. That makes
okay.
sense, but...
And then as well, you know, as I had told him too, you know, if someone calls you outside of the services that you offer, right? If someone, let's say, called you outside of your service area, right? They're calling you from Riverside and that's not an area that he services, okay? And he doesn't accept that job, it's considered unqualified. So they credit it right back. So that's
okay.
how it all works. Okay. So I'm glad that I was at least able to speak with you. So just right now, it's not within your guys' budget, correct, to do something like this? Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Maybe in the future, later on.
Okay. All right. No worries. Thank you, Myra, for taking my call. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.